Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
So last week, part one, we talked about being overexposed, right? Overexposed to the ways of this world. And the text that we started with was in John chapter 17, and I would like to read that again this morning as we start. Jesus is speaking. He says, he's talking to the Father in heaven. He says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. In other words, as we live here on earth, he says, I ask that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Can you say the truth? Your word is truth. Say that. Your word is truth. Yeah. So here in this prayer, we see that Jesus is praying for his disciples, and he's praying. It includes those who follow him. I just believe that. That for those of us who live in this world and follow him, that he's not asking that God plucks us out of here at this point, but that he would keep us from the evil one. And so here we are living out this faith in Jesus Christ in the presence of this world, which we know, it doesn't operate like the kingdom of God, does it? And it's a battle. And there's different cultures around the world, but we know that it's a spiritual battle, no matter where we live, a battle within ourselves, a battle with living in this world and the world's ways. And talking about overexposed, exposed to the world, and how that can subtly begin to affect us. And I'm not going to recap all of part one. I just want to review these couple of things. That the excessive exposure to the world, its ways, runs a few risks for us. One, contaminates our faith if we allow it. Right? It just kind of seeps in. We've seen it probably, if we get real honest, we can see it in our own life, the perfecting of our faith. We can probably view the church at large and say, yeah, you know what? Some contaminations have seeped in because of the way of the world, the way of humanity. We also see that one of the risks can be that we get desensitized. We get so familiar with the ways of the world, our culture, what goes on, and we just get a little desensitized to some of that. You know, it's interesting when I view myself and the things in the early stages of my faith development and Jesus finding me and I receive him as my Savior and want to follow him, you know, the things that he convicted me of personally through time, right? And you see some of the things that you maybe went back to and you go, man, I'm really uncomfortable with that. There was a time I was comfortable with it, and now I'm not. And as time goes on, if we allow ourselves to desensitize, we can go back to some of those things or things like it, and we can just kind of get familiar with it again. And it seeps in and it desensitizes us and affects our faith and living out our faith and our commitment to the Lord and affects our soul. I told you that I don't really watch a lot of television. Sue and I finally kind of flopped down last evening and we just have a Well, since our children left home, there's a small bedroom that we sometime back converted to an old person's TV room. You know, it's two recliners and a little dresser in there that puts the TV up on. Some of you are talking about your own home. Yeah, you know, it's nothing fancy. It's mixed mats, furniture. It's just a place to be comfy and have a few blankets in there. And she was going to go to bed soon, and I could tell I wasn't going to be staying up much longer. And there wasn't really anything on, and I wasn't all that interested in trying to really search something out. Put something on. It was a movie. I remember back in whenever, it was kind of funny, and we sat there for a few minutes, and she got up, and she was going to, you know, brush her teeth or whatever she does in there to get ready for bed, put cucumbers on her eyes and all that. No, I'm kidding you. I sat there for a few minutes. I said, you know, I'm not enjoying this movie. It's not that funny, and some of it is just, I wasn't cool with it, you know, and turned it off. And so we can get desensitized and just let some things seep into us, and we can think maybe it's not a big deal. The other part is, you know, overexposure to the ways of the world. And there's probably a longer list than this, but one of the things we run risk is it plays on us and can allow us to move into anxiety and fear. And we know that is not the Lord's will, right? Don't be anxious for anything. You've not been given a spirit of fear. And we can go on through scripture verses. And so just that exposure to the world, the ways of the world, overexposure, it interrupts our inner peace. And so we talked about that a little bit last week. So part two, and I want to pick up on this term that we used last week. It's not something I made up. It's something that I became aware of after the fact. In fact, many of you knew it before I ever heard it or read it or heard it referred to. And it was the phrase doom scrolling, right? So doom scrolling on a device, and you start scrolling. You check headlines, you check articles, current events or local events or whatever it is, and it's all these bad headlines that we scroll through, right? And I want you to know that all of us are susceptible. If you have a device, you're susceptible to this, okay? It doesn't mean that we all do it to an excess, but man, it can really expose you to all the bad stuff that's going on, okay? And I'm not suggesting that we need to bury our head in the sand, all right? We need to probably have an awareness of what's going on in our world, but there is the overexposure of that where we are seeking it, we're looking for it. I want to talk to you a little bit about the way of the world, and even those who have maybe not become believers, I want to talk to you about some studies and things that have been done because of the overexposure and to doom scrolling and to some of our overexposure and time spent online, social network and otherwise. And this is not the, you know, beat up social network. That's not the point of this, okay? We understand there's some good things. You don't have to get defensive. You don't have to do any of that. I just want to share with you about this, a little bit about this world that we live in and how we allow it to creep into us and into our world and how it affects our relationship with the Lord, relationship with people, our faith, the development of disciples of Christ. And so, you know, Jesus prayed. Not praying that you take them out of the world, because I've given them your word. I want your word to sanctify them. I've given them the truth. And so here we are. We've been given this by grace and mercy in the revelation of Jesus Christ and the sending of the Holy Spirit and all that God has done in giving us a way to live in this world, but not be overcome by the ways of the world, but rather faithful followers of the Lord and growing in that. So, living through tremendous social, political, economic unrest. I mean, let's face it, it's excessive, right? It's excessive in our world. And because of devices, man, it is at our fingertips, you know? I mean, back in the dark ages, when I was growing up, you know, you had to go buy or get a subscription to a newspaper. Some of you don't know what that is. You look it up in history. Paper and ink turns your fingers black. Right? Yeah. If you wanted to find something that was for sale, it was pretty much limited to the town you live in. Now, you can go search a car on the other side of the United States and have it shipped to you. Back then, it was, you know, classifieds, autos for sale, trucks for sale. I mean, and then, of course, they only covered so many news events, some a little national, some local. Turkey got let loose in town, you know, whatever it was, okay, depending on where you're from. And, of course, the obituaries, for those who like to read those. I wish you'd get a new hobby. And so they've discovered, the experts, Harvard, if you want to consider them experts in some of the studies, they have been able to do studies and research with people and find out that excessive exposure to the doom scrolling, okay, has brought harm to people's minds and health and physically. This overexposure to the world, you know, for bad news and most recent threats, and, you know, the other part is, and I mentioned this last week, being aware of what we do and maybe the reason we do it. We don't always pay attention to that, right? I mean, even if it's something that is in the way of entertainment, and I'm not suggesting that we can't have entertainment in our life that's appropriate, but why in this moment am I searching out some kind of entertainment? And taking a look, pausing and taking a look at that, am I looking to escape? Was it a rough day? Was it a bad week? A rough life? I want someone to make me laugh because I'm sad, I'm broken, I'm depressed, I'm whatever, I don't want to think about it. And we kind of check out, or we do the doom scrolling, okay? What's going on out there? What's all the bad stuff? Okay? And so I want us to consider why we do some of the things we do, because it can be an indication of, hey, why am I turning to these things rather than where I should be turning? It is a subtle thing that can happen in us of what we're doing and why we're doing it. It's a place for us to evaluate. It's a place for the Holy Spirit to speak to us. It's a place where we can stay on track and stay on target instead of slowly deviating, right? At the beginning, it's small, but if you keep traveling, the further you go, the longer you go, the further you get away, right? That's what happens in our life. So, the vision of global health, social medicine, I'm going to quote them. Our brains and bodies are expertly designed to handle short bursts of stress. Isn't the Lord good that He created you and I that way to be able to take short bursts of stress? Whew. Ooh, it's stressful for a moment. Ooh, I got to deal with this, okay? we're designed, he has given us that resilience in how he made us to be able to handle that. Now remember, we're talking about overexposure. Now let's talk about overexposure to stress. Over the past several years, the stress doesn't just seem to end. Now, I'm still quoting from this research director. It just doesn't seem like the bad news ends. You can search the world on your device, and you could just listen to all the reports and everything that goes on everywhere. Statistics and articles and news or whatever they're selling you, right? And I don't mean that in a derogatory manner. I'm just saying, you know, we've discovered over time that news stations aren't always news. It's news plus their agenda, right? And so we have all this at our fingertips. And we're made for short bursts of stress. Stress doesn't just seem to end. And so doom scrolling, watch this now, doom scrolling, it feeds this. And you add that to the personal stress or challenges that you already carry. Think about this. You got all the stuff in the world going on that you feed and can take in, and you can take it in an overexposed way. And now couple that with maybe financial stress, personal stuff. Maybe it's a marriage thing. Maybe it's a relationship with a friend. Maybe it has to do with parenting or one of your kids or conflict with your neighbor or, my house is flooded and I got to deal with this or whatever things that come through. Now, you couple all of that with the world at your fingertips and just getting headlines, and you go on social network and you hear all this other stuff, and this overexposure that comes to us in this day and age, who's susceptible to this excessive exposure? Anybody who has a device, it's there. It's possible. It doesn't mean if you have one that you are having overexposure. What I'm saying is it can creep in. And I said this last week. I said, I have caught myself where I was on it. I saw something. I was looking up something, whether it was something theological, whether it was in personal interest, a golf thing or whatever, and scrolled, and it leads to this and leads to the. Wait a minute. An hour and 15 minutes just went by? And some of you are going, hour and 15? You're a lightweight. If you have a device, basically it can be open season for you and I to be overexposed to the ways of the world. Now, it's not that we should be ignorant. I said that earlier. But there is a behavior that's rooted in part of our brain, okay? I'm not going to use their technical terms and amygdala and all of that. It promotes, there's a part of the brain, it promotes, and the Lord's put this in us. He's gifted us with this, okay? But we know if it runs in excess of something or we misuse it, problematic. So there's this part of our brain that has to do with self-preservation. It's kind of that fight and flight or freeze kind of thing that goes on when we face something that might alarm us or scare us or whatever it is. And I want you to know it fuels us to troll for threats. Now, it started before this because, God created us. It's like there was a very aggressive two German shepherds that lived in my neighborhood when I was a kid. Now, they had a cyclone fence up But these two dogs were just, I don't want to say insanity, but they were just loud, aggressive. And the sidewalk, you know, was this far from the fence. Now, I know there's a fence there. But I learned I'm crossing the street. And they can bark and jump from over there instead of right next to me. We begin to troll for threats in this life because we want to be aware. I'll talk to you about this. You know, stress kind of urges us to scroll because we want to have information because we feel like if we have more information, we can just protect ourselves more. I'm more aware. Here's the interesting thing about that is that as we do that, it's also kind of a trigger to create more anxiety and more stress. And so then we start scrolling more. We start exposing ourselves more, right, to the ways of the world, and we just start looking, and, you know, not just with our physical eye, but on this device. As we live in this world, and we're supposed to follow Christ, and yet we're spending so much time and being overexposed to the ways of the world, the things that are going on in the world, to that it creates this anxiety, it creates stress for us that we are willingly going and looking for. Messes up our soul, they found out. This hypervigilant scanning for danger is interesting. The more you scroll, the more you need to. Listen, I want to look up a golf video because, you know, I need to change some things about my golfing. Well, have you know I haven't even played this year. But I enjoy it. I think about it. I even dream about it sometimes. But I'll look up some. And then there's another golfing tip. And then there's another golfing tip. And then there's a, and I'm just, now I'm scrolling. And I could have been more productive in my life for that hour or hour 15 or whatever it is. And it's not that we can't have downtime or you can't look up something. But the overexposure when it comes to the all the negative reports and all the things that go on in this world, I want you to know that they've discovered something. And we're all susceptible if we have a device. But there are two groups of people that have become very susceptible in their studies. Two groups of people that become very susceptible to this doom scrolling. Is those who have experienced trauma in their life. Because we can become, you know, bit by the dog once, now you're sensitive to every dog. And so you want to know where every dog lives in the neighborhood, not just the two German shepherds, and who got a new dog. And you're walking down the street and you see a long lead or leash coming off the iron railing of their porch. It's like I'm going to cross the street. How far does that leash reach? How big might that dog? And all of a sudden we're scrolling and looking. And I'm all about safety, but now we become hypersensitive. And so it just continues to keep us looking. Here's the other group that's very susceptible in their studies. This is not my opinion. Is women. And they've kind of put it down to a few reasons. One is most violent threats and crimes are done against women and children. And whether we think about it or not, we have taken all that in. So now we scroll more. The other little piece of this is, in general, in a God-given nature, they are nurturing. And they don't want that lost. They don't want it damaged. And so now, those who have had some trauma go on in their life, those who are aware of most violent crimes and who they happen against, those are the people who have a tendency to doom scroll and get every headline and look at everything and scroll through it, and it just continues to feed more, and we just do it more. People who do this, you know, they're trying to feel safe in the world, right? So become more knowledgeable. And it creates more anxiety for us and fear by overexposure to the world. All the stuff, all the problems, all the negative messaging. Research in 2023, an applied research, quality of life, they've analyzed three separate studies on this. And it suggests that doom scrolling evokes greater levels of anxiety when they think about the existential life, kind of like you're confronted with, how long am I going to be here? What's going to happen in my life? How long am I going to live? Now, as believers, He redeemed us. Amen. He's going to come back at some point, right? Take those who believed, and those who believed and passed on, they don't really die, he says. And they're going to raise first, you know, all the scriptures that Jesus talks about. So it gives us hope in this life and in the life that is to come. And so there's a lot less anxiety for those who are believers in Christ and trust in his word. Listen, if he tarries, we're all going to have our day to be in the casket or to be in the urn or wherever else and whatever else, and how we leave this life as far as our bodies go. But they get people, they look at the world and how bad it is, and they creates anxiety, and yet they want more information so they feel they're safe, but it actually triggers them, and it just creates more fear and anxiety. That's the trick of this, the trick of the enemy. And yet we're called to live here on this earth. It's interesting that they looked at the physical effects of this. It's not just the mental health. It's not just the emotional health. They've discovered tons of symptoms. And some of them are, you know, you get really bad headaches, you can get low appetite, you can do excessive eating, you can have sleeping difficulties, elevated blood pressure, muscle tension, headaches, neck, shoulder pain, etc. And the point is that some medications won't even help this. And here we are, and we just keep feeding it to ourselves. This overexposure to the world that we're called to live in, and it can lead to panic, anxiety. It's an interesting thing. They've discovered that employees who, when they're at work, who do use this and scroll this and look at all the notifications and just the different things, they have found out that employees who spend more time than they should exposing themselves to this, they become less engaged at their job and less content. And it's not only on the job, but the responsibilities that we have within our personal life or our home, that the more that they do this, the less engaged they are in their relationships and other things that they should be doing, or we should be doing in our life in the way of tasks. We become less engaged, less content, because we just overexpose. And this is the other thing, that those who are overexposed to all of this, just take it in for however many minutes a day and time. And they have found out that they call it popcorn brain. That because of this, your mind is always popping and it's all over this stuff. And they call it popcorn brain. And it's just all of this. And so it's that we get overstimulated by all of this information and the feelings that and attitudes we develop because of it. And it says this, because people are overstimulated by being exposed to being online so much. And it's not just doom scrolling, but excessive online stuff. They have studied, and it says this, it's hard for that person to now engage in the real world, the day-to-day, where it's harder for them to engage in the real world that they live. You're going to like this. The real world that they live, because the real world moves much slower. And we've become adapt to a lot of information very fast and all the time. And I can check on my friends, and I can check on a stranger, and I can follow this person. I got all these headlines. And real life does not move that fast. And so it creates anxiousness when you're in the real world. Am I missing something? Ooh, fear of missing out. All of these things that start to, and how contrary is that to the life he calls us to? I got to work longer, got to work faster, got to work, you know, this, I got to do that, I got to. And here's the expense. We lose our soul and who we're supposed to be. That's the expense. That's not what's supposed to happen for you and I. And it's this overexposure of being in this world. And I know that you and I might think, well, that's it. I'm just going to abstain. We need to be informed to a point, but not at the cost of damaging our relationships, our soul, our spiritual walk. Now we've trespassed. So listen to this. It's not about just abstaining. It's about the reliance we develop on having all that information. So I'm going to put it to you in this term. It's overexposure to the ways of the world and underexposure to his word. Because where are we supposed to be going for hope in a hopeless world? Where are you going to find healing from all of your relationship wounds? Where are you going to find soulish refuge and development and how to handle the stresses of this life? You are not going to find the answers in more scrolling. You're going to find more answers in the turning of the page. I'm going to read you something from my phone. You're going to like this. So it was while my wife was on her recent happy birthday trip. Okay? She turned an important, significant number last year. And I said, you know what? Never done this. It's been a long time. You earn it. You deserve it. I want you to, here's a budget and go on a trip, okay? We're not extravagant people, okay? I might wear what I consider to be a fancy golf shirt, but we're not extravagant people. We don't really travel and go places and any of that. I wanted her to go. While she was gone, I used earbuds. Just one at a time. I'm old school. I still like to hear other stuff. Once in a while, I like to turn up, something in my vehicle, but I still, my dad's voice is like, hey, you can't turn it up so loud, you can't hear sirens, I still hear him talking to me, right? Just all that kind of stuff. And so she was gone, and I don't listen to music a lot, a little bit now and then. Well, I decided, I'm going to do some stuff around the house and do some stuff in the yard and that kind of thing. Late in the evening, I thought, I'll listen to more music. So I was doing some of that. Now, you know that I'm not a real tech person. I know somewhere in my settings there's a thing called notifications somewhere. And you can open them up or turn them off or just, I think, select which ones or whatever. You guys are like, yeah, that's so 1998 or whatever. I have no idea. So I will get a thing that pops up sometimes that says, notifications. I never look at them. I just hit the X. And it says, clear? Clear. Okay? Which isn't a big deal because, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on whatever else is out there. And it's not like some holy thing. I'm just, I don't need to know what everybody's doing every hour. I'm already in contact with a lot of people and kind of communicate, prayer needs and who's struggling and all those things. That's just part of the call in my life. So I don't really need help. Yeah. Like I said back a while ago, glad you're posting that you and your family went to the zoo and you can all smile for a brief moment, but I don't know why the whole world needs to know you went to the zoo. The only people who care are really your grandparents, right? Or not your grandparents, your kids' grandparents. They want to say, oh, look at, they're by the tigers. Yeah, okay. So I get a notification. I decide, I'm going to look this up. What's on my notifications? Watch this. Volume should be turned down. Based on your headphone usage over the last 7 days, you exceeded, too much exposure, you exceeded the recommended limit for audio exposure. It's like, I've never seen, I don't check my notifications, but I was like, wow. I don't know how many hours it was, but in the last 7 days, I got this big warning. Overexposure! Oh, man, I was like, get the earbud out, and I go, please, Lord, don't let me get brain cancer. I was just like, whatever's going on, keep my ear channels healthy, Lord. I didn't know. I mean, it didn't say surgeon's warning. Of course, people don't pay attention to that. Anyhow, I was like, me. And I didn't know they gave notifications for this. I thought it was just notifications like, hey, go to Golf Galaxy, there's a sale. Hey, appliances, 20% off at Best Buy. Your 55,000 friends just posted stuff about their life, or whatever. I just X out of it. I was like, I'm going to look at this. And the warning came that I was overexposed. Excessive exposure exceeded the recommended limit. The Lord spoke to me. He said, you willingly, put the earbuds in and listen to stuff. He said, my people, you, my people, when will they listen to the warning, the notification I send, that they have gone way beyond the recommended limit to scrolling the world, that they create problems for themselves because it does affect their soul, and they think it's okay, and they got used to it, and they're familiar, and anxiety and fear and the overload of stress and everything's moving so fast when real life does not move that fast. That everything in this life, with His help, is manageable. And why would we continue to feed overexposure in our life? And it's not just doom scrolling. The study says from being online, when will you and I listen to the Holy Spirit when He says, hey, beep, beep, notification. Little too much time doing that. Because it's affecting your attitude, your opinion, your soul, your relationship, your contentment, because this moves so fast, and then we get in real life. I mean, how many of you have done this? Oh no, I don't have data. I don't look, the little thing, what do you call that that says you have like Wi-Fi or whatever, the little, what's that called? A little antenna thing where it goes, like you have four bars or whatever. And you ever get somewhere where you're like, I mean, it's like you panic for the 8 seconds leaving Sparta when you go through Rockland before you can get service again when you get a little closer to Bangor. It's like you panic. The reliance. Well, I hope it's true, or I shouldn't be saying it. And God's saying, hey, my warning says overexposure. You live in the world, but you're helping just take it in. And you want it to make you feel safe or knowledgeable, or I got to know what's going on, and I got to. John chapter 17 that I read. I want you to listen to these two verses I'm going to pluck out, and I'm going to read you one more verse from 2 Corinthians. John 17, verse 14, verse 17. Jesus says, I have given them your word. Given you and I this. And we choose to be overexposed beyond the recommendation, and we're underexposed to that which really will bring safety and security to you and peace. I mean, that's what we say we want, is peace, and yet all we do is disrupt our life with overexposure. That's what he said in verse 14. See what he says in 17. He says, Father, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. You want to not be contaminated, desensitized? This will sanctify you. This will clean you. This will get us calibrated. Yeah. You won't have to surrender your soul and your peace to worry and anxiety and fear by continuing to feed it what it feeds on, and it prospers. You should be informed but not excessive exposure. And then now you're underexposed to this. May the notification come up in your spirit, in my spirit, says, bing, you have gone beyond the recommended exposure. I'm going to read this verse to you, 2 Corinthians 7:1. Since we have God's promises, His word, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates the body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God. Not to be a showboat. Not so that we could feel all mature and holier than others. It's out of humble reverence for God, for what He has done and what He has provided for us, that we are able to live in this world and not be overexposed, but that we can be overexposed to His word, what helps us overcome the world. Paul talks about it. You are more than an overcomer through Christ who loves you. You're not going to find that doom scrolling. You're not going to find the headline of that.
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.